Title: Ghost and Amen Style Switch Up for Rag-Infused Chaos in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're building a very specific kind of jungle and drum and bass trick. The Ghost Switch Up. It's that moment where the Amen break starts acting like it's about to hijack your whole groove. Stutters, reverses, tiny edits, pure chaos energy, but it never fully takes over. It teases the flip, builds tension, and then you snap back into the main beat like nothing happened. That snapback is the payoff. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level, and we're staying mostly stock devices. The focus is sound design and arrangement control, grit, bounce, and impact, without wrecking the dance floor anchor. Session setup first, fast but important. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 175 BPM. I'm going to sit at 172. Now create a few tracks. Make a track called Drums, Main. This can be audio or MIDI, whatever your workflow is. Make an audio track called Amen Ghost Layer. Group them into a drum bus group, and optionally make a Raga FX track for vocal shouts or sirens later. Cool. Now we need a platform. The whole idea of a switch up only works if the listener trusts the groove first. So step one is your main beat, stable pocket, steady anchor. If you're programming MIDI, here's a classic 1-bar DNB skeleton at 172. Put a kick on 1.1.1, a snare on 1.2.1, another kick around 1.3.1, and a snare on 1.4.1. You can add an extra kick at 1.2.3 if you want more push. Hats can be eighth notes or sixteenths with velocity changes so it breathes. Now on drums. Main, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Boom around 15 to 35%, but don't overdo it, because too much boom can blur your low end and make your kick feel like a pillow. Then transients up, maybe plus 10 to plus 25. We want punch. Add EQ 8 after that. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to clear sub-rumble that isn't musical. If the loop is boxy, dip 200 to 350 a little. If you need air, a gentle shelf somewhere around 8 to 12k. Teacher note here, do not make this main drum track impressive yet. Make it dependable. We are building a stage for the chaos to perform on. Now step 2. Pick an Amen source and ghost it. Grab an Amen break, or any Amen style break with that familiar snare crack and hat turbulence. Drag it onto Amen Ghost's layer. Turn warp on. For warp mode, start with Complex Pro if your CPU can handle it, or Complex if you want it lighter. Keep performance at 0 for now. Warp it so it sits cleanly as either 1 bar or 2 bars. If it's drifting, right-click and try warp from here straight. Then check that the transients line up with the grid. Don't obsess over perfection. We're going to chop it later anyway, but it should feel basically locked. Now the key move, filter it so it lives behind your main drums. This is why it's ghost. Drop an auto filter on the Amen track. You can choose high pass or band pass. High pass is the safer starting point. Set the high pass around 180 to 300 Hz, and I like to start at about 220. The goal is to keep your kick and fundamental snare weight owned by the main drums. If you go band pass, aim the frequency around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz with resonance around 0.8 to 1.3. You'll hear the Amen attitude without bringing in low-end mess. Now listen, you should feel the break's motion, but if you mute the main drums, you should notice the Amen is not a full drum kit. It's flavor, texture, a shadow drummer. Step 3 is the magic, the Ghost Switch Up bar. We're making bar 16 go crazy, while bars 1 to 15 stay disciplined. Duplicate your main groove out to 16 bars. The first 15 bars are the normal roll. Bar 16 is the feature moment. On Amen Ghost layer, create a clip that plays through the section in bars 1 to 15, but keep it subtle. Then make a separate clip or a duplicate just for bar 16, because we're going to edit that one aggressively. Now micro edits. Classic jungle language. This is where it starts sounding like an Amen without you just dropping the Amen like a preset. Go into arrangement view for bar 16 so you can slice audio precisely. Zoom in and start slicing around transients. You're looking for snare hits, kick plus snare flam moments, and any busy hat runs. Here's a reliable one bar recipe you can follow the first time. On beat 1, keep the original break for about half a beat. That gives the ear a reference. On beat 2, grab a snare-ish slice and do a tight stutter, like 2 to 4 repeats at 1/16 note. On beat 3, do a quick kick plus hat slice, then create a gap. Yes, actual silence. Silence is impact. On beat 4, do a reverse snare into a fast roll, like 1/32 energy, and then land on a clean snare at 4.1. That last part is huge. The landing queue is what makes the return feel inevitable, not confusing. Extra coach note, treat the switch up like a feature, not a new drummer. In bar 16, choose one spotlight role for the Amen Ghost. Make it Sair Chatter, or Hat Turbulence, or a low mid-rumble vibe. If you try to do all three at once, it stops reading as a tease and starts reading as two drum kits fighting. Now let's add bounce without ruining the anchor. Open the groove pool and pick something like MPC 16 swing or an SP1200 style groove. The exact choice isn't sacred. What matters is you hear a shuffle. Apply this groove only to the Amen Ghost clip in bar 16, not the main drums. That's the trick. Steady front drummer, rowdy back drummer. Set timing around 15 to 35%. Velocity maybe 5 to 15. Random 0 to 10. You want it to swagger, not fall over. And here's another really useful micro timing trick. Keep the first half of bar 16 pretty locked. Then, right before beat 4, nudge just a couple of your chopped slices late by 5 to 12 milliseconds. That tiny drag reads as ragga attitude. If you do it across the whole bar, it just sounds sloppy. Now step 4. Make the switch up hit. We're going to shape the Amen Ghost layer with transient control, dirt, and space. On Amen Ghost layer, build this device chain. First EQ 8, high pass again around 180 to 300. If it's biting your ear, dip 3 to 5k slightly. Then saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. This gives you density without instantly turning into fizz. Then drum bus. Transients up. Plus 15 to plus 30. Drive 5 to 10%. This is your Make the Chop Transient Speak tool. Then redux, but subtle. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. Downsample around 1.5 to 3.0, and dry slash wet low, like 5 to 20%. This is grit seasoning, not the whole meal. Then echo for that ragga chaos tail. Set time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter the echo, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9K. Now automate the echo dry slash wet. Keep it at zero most of the time. Then bring it up in bar 16, maybe especially on the last half beat. And this is critical, hard cut it back to dry right before the downbeat return. Also consider automating the auto filter frequency in bar 16. Start it a bit tighter, like 1.2K, and open toward 2.5K as the bar progresses. That feels like the ghost is stepping forward as the chaos builds. Teacher tip, if distortion is making the break feel smaller, that's usually because the transient got flattened. In that case, ease off the saturator drive and use drum bus transients or a bit of dynamics shaping instead. Punch beats loudness, especially in fast drums. Now step 5. Ghost means it must stay under your main drums. So we duck it. Add a compressor on Amen Ghost layer. Turn on sidechain and choose the input as drums. Main, or even better, the snare if you have it separated. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Time it so the ghost breathes back in between hits. Then lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. This is how you get that feeling of energy without stealing the groove. The ghost layer can be loud in texture, but it gets out of the way when the main kick and snare speak. Advanced but very practical note, you can ghost without plugins too. In Live 12, open the Amen clip in bar 16, go to Envelopes, choose Clip Gain, and draw little dips right on the transients that clash with your main snare. It's often cleaner than adding more compression, and it preserves the grit in a nice way. Now step 6, make it arrangement ready. Put the switch up on bar 16, and repeat every 16 bars if you want classic phrasing. If you want a more relentless vibe, do it every 8 bars, but be careful, the more often you do it, the less special it feels. A really good ragga placement is bar 16 chaos, bar 17 return, plus a short vocal shot like rewind or come again just before the last snare, or right as you return. Keep it tight, and if you want it to feel like a DJ moment, place that vocal slightly late, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, and then throw only the vocal into a dotted echo. That sells live energy without making the drums messy. Hard rule for returns, the downbeat after the switch up must be predictable. You can get weird, but you need a landing cue. That's often a clean snare on 4.1, or a short reverse leading into 1.1. And then you cut the effects. Now step 7, bonus workflow. Resample for tighter control. Once bar 16 feels good, print it. Make a new audio track called Resample Print. Set its input to resampling. Record 4 to 8 bars including your switch up. Then take that recording and slice it to a new MIDI track by Transience. Now you've got a playable kit of your own Ghost Switch textures. This is a classic junglist move. Commit the chaos, then chop the chaos. Quick troubleshooting, because these are the common mistakes. If the Amen layer competes with your snare, high-pass it more, reduce some 200 Hz mod, and duck it harder. The main snare must be the boss. If it's too distorted and loses impact, reduce drive and bring back transient focus. If you overread it and it loses groove, keep one or two recognizable hits as reference points so the ear doesn't get lost. If echo or reverb washes the return, automate dry slash wet to zero right before bar 17. No exceptions. If warp artifacts sound flimsy, try switching between Complex and Complex Pro, or lean into the grit and let Redux make it a deliberate texture. Now a couple of spicy variation ideas you can try once the basic version works. One is a fake double drop illusion. In bar 16, imply halftime for a moment by emphasizing a heavier snare on beat 3, then snap back full time at bar 17. It pairs insanely well with Raga Shouts, because it sounds like the track is about to get pulled up. Another is call and response. In bar 16, mute your main snare on beat 4, and let the Amen Ghost answer with a stutter or flam. Then bring the main snare back fully in bar 17. It literally sounds like a conversation. And if you want that wheel-up energy, without actually stopping the track, automate the Amen clip's transposition down a few semitones really fast on the last eighth note of bar 16, then cut it dead before bar 17. It's like a rewind smear, but you keep momentum. Finally, your mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 20 minutes. Build a 2-bar rolling beat. Add the Amen Ghost layer and high pass around 220 Hz.